Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the final podcast of 2023. Now, you might hear that it's a bit echoey and doesn't sound like usual. And that's because, well, this podcast is a little bit different today. I don't have the luxury of having a podcast mic and actually having a nice soundproof room because currently, well, this is coming to you live from, well, not live, because it's, well, it's live for me, it's not live for you. I'm in Portugal. Yeah, I decided to book a last-minute holiday to Portugal, to Faro, down on the Algarve, and I just wanted to come here for New Year. It's currently New Year's Eve, and it's the last day of 2023, and basically, I just wanted to go through, like I did last year, everything that I've gone through this year. And, you know, there's been a lot, you know, there's been a lot that I can't talk about just because it's, you know, personal. But so much has happened to me this year. And I'm very happy, you know, I'm very happy to share all my year with you. It's going to be a fun one, so yeah, I apologise if it sounds a bit echoey. It's currently 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm in my hotel room. But it is what it is, nevertheless. So, the first things first. I moved house last year, as you will very much remember from last year's kind of year review. I moved into the new house with my mum, which was fun. But from the day I met my now ex, I moved in with her from day one. Literally, the first time we met, I brought her back over after that, and I lived with her. Yeah. It's about as mental as you can imagine. It was really fun for the first few months, but obviously we'll delve into that later. So I went to Autosport this year, saw an Aston Martin Valkyrie, saw a Koenigsegg, had to go on a simulator that you could only go on if you had a racing license. Yeah, that was great fun. I'm going again in 2 weeks. I love Autosport a bit. I'm going with my dad this year and one of my best friends. So that'll be really, really fun. Then we said goodbye to the old house after that. And, oh, this I forget this. The 8th of February, I got to see Jackmate's Happy Hour live in York. And I was on the front row and I got to talk to Jack, Robbie and Stevie. Basically, they went, oh, how are you? And I remember saying, I've nearly just been, well, earlier today, I was nearly killed by an HGV, which was true. An HGV very, very nearly crashed into me, almost wiping me out. So that was fun. And I told him that, that all three of them just went, what? And Jack didn't know what it was at first. And then Robbie had to go, no, like a big lorry, big truck. And obviously they had the song as well. Do you know the Blinding Lights cover, which is where they all go to Stevie. Wank, 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 wank. And basically Jack comes over to me, gives me the bike and I sing a bit of the song, which is, I honestly can't sleep until he's dead. Oh no, what is it? It's something like that. But that was amazing. Oh, they were so good live. Oh, I love that podcast a bit. So they've been like my top podcast for the past 3, 4, 5 years in a row now. Love them to bits. Then, 11th of February, I went to London and I still haven't done the video for this year. I mean, I'm getting there. I'm videoing all this, by the way, about coming to Portugal for a couple of days. I've just got to get up with it, keep up with it. You know, I'm very pleased to say I finished the Belgium video from last year. Which was a long journey, but hey, I've done it now. It's about 55 minutes long. It's like a proper travel documentary. I love it. I can't be asked to short form content, or at least not for my travels. I'd much rather do long form content that people can chill and watch in the evening, to be honest. Anyway, as I said, on the 11th of Feb, I went to London and met my two very good friends on the podcast, Tom and Brad. I still need to get them on the podcast. I've been on theirs so much. It's the For F1's Sake podcast. And we went down to a recording studio in London and they got to record a podcast and I was behind the scenes. It was, I apologise, how's my stomach? I haven't eaten anything. I didn't buy anything at the airport, which is very annoying. Anyway, yeah, they recorded that. It was amazing. And then we went to the... Oh, it wasn't the Autosport, was it? Oh, I can't remember. Oh, no, that was it. It was The Race Live. So there's a podcast called The Race. And they had a very special guest called Ted Kravitz of Sky Sports F1. And I got to do a little three-minute interview with him after it finished. And that was very, very fun. It was very fun. Then on the 1st of March, I went to Blyton Park and did a racing scholarship in a Citroen C1. God, I can't believe that was this year. That was so long ago now. It's absolutely incredible. But hey, that was great. That was great fun. You know, it was my first experience with a C1. Quite fun to drive, very loose on the back end, but hey, they're funny. They're cool to drive. Then on the 26th of March, I booked to go to Spain with my partner's dad. Well, with obviously my partner's dad, and that was the first ever abroad trip I did with a partner. So that was a life goal that I've achieved, which I was very, very happy with. Yeah, it was a good trip. Then on the 26th of March, I got to see Sam Ryder live in concert in Leeds, and he is the most talented voice. He's got the most talented voice of anybody I've ever seen. And I've seen about, 40 to 50. The yawn is back, let's go. 40 to 50 artists in like 60 concerts and stuff like that. So I've seen a lot of people. I'm very privileged to be able to say that. And the fact that he was like the best vocalist is insane. Brilliant. Then on the 10th of April, I went to Alton Park and it was my best mate, Spider-Man, who was racing British GT. He overtook in the wet on the last corner of Alton Park and managed to get the podium or the win. I can't remember. I think it was the win. And that was incredible. I was there with all of his family. I was there with my ex. I was there. We all just went nuts. It was absolutely incredible. Then from the 16th of April to the 22nd, I went to Spain. I went to Mallorca. I went to Calador. And the sunsets were amazing. Obviously, I went with my partner. My ex's dad had a boat. He's got a boat, charter boat business out there. Beautiful boat. Really nice guy. That was the first ever girlfriend's dad or partner's dad that I've ever met. And that was in another country. So you can imagine it was pretty surreal. But I would say he's so nice. He's amazing. His mindset is in the 1%, which was very, very important. It's awesome. His boat charter business is very, very, very cool as well. Yeah, and then we stayed in like the little kind of villa that they have there. And I watched Jaws for the first time. Yeah, one thing that. He's also got a really beautiful car as well. And I can't remember the name of it, and it's going to annoy me. But it was really, really nice. And I actually went there as a kid to Calador. And I went to, I think it was called Aquarius, which was the restaurant. And I, as like 2 years old, ran along this wall and my mum and dad panicked and they had to grab me because I thought I was going to fall off. So that was fun to go back there. Then on the 9th of May, I turned 22 this year. My God, I turned 23 in 5 months. No, it's half a year, it's fine. And I went out with some of my mates and obviously my ex. Well, that is the sound of a Spanish siren. Sorry, Portuguese siren. Lovely, right. Fair enough. Thanks for turning that on right next to me. then, for the first time in my life, I actually threw up after drinking. I think it might have been I did 5 cherry sours. And then Amelia, my best mate, she bought a round of tequila and I hate tequila. And I think that was over the line. I remember my ex saying to me, you came in and you said, I think I need to go to the hospital because my sick is like red. Is it blood? I don't know. And I just sat in the shower for about 45 minutes. Yeah, that was not fun, but I'm never, ever getting like that again. It was horrid. but hey, look, it was an experience and it was a very nice night out for my 22nd. Then on the 20th of May, I did something that I have wanted to do, although I never knew how I would do, but I did it. And that is, I worked at Dunsfold, aka the Top Gear test track, and I got to drive all day around the Top Gear test track. And when we had like customers in the car, whenever we would come down to, the second to last and Gambon, I would do it in the style of Jeremy Clarkson. So I'd go into second to last now, around Gambon and across the line, and everyone loved it. And that was amazing. Because that's the home of GMA, which is Gordon Murray Automotive. Do you know where they're making the T50s, like the modern-day McLaren F1? That was there. And, you know, there's quite a lot of other stuff there. There's like a massive 747, and Tom Cruise was there, actually. He wasn't there when we were there. I think he was there about a week earlier. Because they were filming, presume, Mission Impossible Part 2, which was very, very cool. Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. Then from the 4th to the 10th of June, I went to Catalonia, which is kind of where I'm from, where we've got houses. And I went there with my ex. We met a little cat that was called Seffi, who came to the villas a lot, and we fed her and we just kept her looked after. She was very pregnant. So we just looked after her, and it was lovely. While I was there, I also saw my cousin that I hadn't seen in about 15 years, called Anna. And Anna and her husband, they do singing, and they do all that at different hotels all around the Catalonia. And yeah, she performed the one song that I remember watching as a kid when I was about 5, 6, 7 years old. So that kind of made me quite emotional, I can't lie. But it was amazing. And then on the 22nd of June, I worked at Brands Hatch, which was, again, so just amazing. You know, I was in an Audi R8 all day, and I got to drive an Audi R8 around Brands Hatch all day. And then at the end of the day, I had a Bentley Continental and a Audi R8 V10, which was very, very cool. Then me and my ex moved out of her old place and moved into her new flat. That was a bit stressful, but it was fun. Then the 5th, 6th and 7th of July, me and my mum did 3 gigs in 3 nights. We did Hollywood Vampires in Scarborough, which is Johnny Depp and Alice Cooper's band. Then we had Kasabian on the 6th, and then we had McFly on the 7th. And then those two were in, what do you call it? I can't remember. It's where the ice skating rink and the German market, or the Christmas market, is in Leeds. Is it Millennium Square? I think it might be Millennium Square there. So that was, they were amazing. We were knackered by the end of it. It was great fun. Then on the 12th of August, I went flying with my dad. And again, that was just incredible. We try and go up as much as we can, but that was incredible. I remember this was the flight where we took off. Just before we took off, it hammered it down. And I mean, it absolutely hammered it down. And it was completely just, you know, I didn't think we were going to get up, but there was a break in the weather. And we basically went up. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. My stomach is horrendous right now. But yeah, we went up, and then as we went up, 2 minutes later, we looked back at the runway and it was just covered in rain and cloud. And it was so beautiful. Some of the pictures I have are gorgeous. But yeah, we couldn't land. So what we had to do, there was like 3 main groups of rain clouds. And when one passed, we kind of had to fly through another before that went over us. And then we have to like loop back behind that one. And then it was really quite stressful, actually, because obviously you can't land in a small aircraft in the rain, really. I might be able to, actually, but I don't know. Yeah, we just didn't want to risk it. It was great fun, though. It was amazing. It was amazing. Then on the 13th of August, the day after, I met the first ever racing driver that I met in my life, aside from my dad, obviously. Oh God, no, that was such an ick comment. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it like that. My dad used to race in the 80s. What I mean is a modern day like kind of racing driver. And this guy was called Jim Pocklington. And the first ever race car I sat in was a 2007 BTCC car. My dad was part of the team, and I signed that, and that was the number 45 BMW 320i or 330i, and it was the E46 shape, and I want that car. In my life, I'm going to have that car, mark my words. I want that car badly. It was amazing. Then on the 19th of August, I went to Silverstone, which was very, very fun. What was I there for? Oh, that was it. I was there for 750 Motor Club, and I was there for Formula V's, and that was incredible. I got to go behind the scenes with the team, take some gorgeous pictures, and that was great fun. That was great fun. I mean, the team that I was with, they won all three races there, and the guy Julie went to, he's called Matt Hyde, he went on to win the championship, and I think he had like 8 consecutive wins or something like that. Yeah, he's a very good driver, very good driver. Then, after that, there was nothing much that really happened apart from me and my ex splitting. Now, I put a story up on my Instagram yesterday on the 30th, and I'm not going to go into detail, really, but, you know, we were good for the first couple of months, and then now it has kind of, like, I don't know. I'm just not sure that she particularly wants to still be friends, which is absolutely okay. It's absolutely fine. But regardless of any of that, I will always keep saying, I mean, she'll never listen to this, but I just thank you for everything, you know, thank you for everything. We made some amazing memories. We also had some that weren't as pleasant, but that they are relationships. We're both going to move on. We're both going to become stronger people. And for any of you going through a breakup right now, for me, the first week was horrific. I never really spent a lot of time at my dad's, and I lived at my dad's for a week. And I remember just crying on his shoulder every day. I felt so low. I felt horrible. I felt, it was horrible. It was really, really horrible. It was a nice end to the relationship as opposed to my other relationship that I had, which was very toxic. This did end in a nice way, and we still kind of hung out afterwards. But yeah, I just think, you know, that she doesn't particularly want to be friends anymore, and that's fine. You know, I think it is just a bit too painful, which is completely understandable, but I nevertheless will always wish her the best in life, and, you know, she can do so much. You know, I just wasn't the right person to help her fix herself, I guess, and neither was she with me, but it all has to come from inside you, and that's something that I've learned after the breakup, is stop going into a relationship thinking somebody can help fix you or you can help fix them. Right, that is the most important thing. You have to become so confident with yourself. You have to learn yourself. You have to understand yourself, how you react to things, and you need to stop being so dependent on other people. And that is the key to being happy in a relationship. You need to be two independent people following your own career paths. And that's what's important. And to be honest, I'm not ready for a relationship for the next few years. I don't want that stress. I don't want that hassle. I want to be able to do, I mean, like I am now. I mean, I'm in Portugal right now on my own. Not that I couldn't do that when we were together, but it's that stress lifted off my shoulders. I can now be very selfish and focus on my projects and focus on, you know, my podcast, race and the travel stuff. There's so much that I want to do, and I need to prioritize myself. And do you know what? You should be able to do that and not feel guilty. Because at the end of the day, your life is the only life that you can control and that matters to you properly. So, listen, if you are going through a breakup, it is shit. It is terrible. It feels awful. But for me, I think it's been about, what, 3 months now? 3-4 months? And I'm completely, well, I say completely healed. There'll obviously still be memories there and stuff like that. But for me, yeah, I'm not depressed. My brain does a thing where I have horrific, really intense emotions for the first week. And then after that, I'm like, okay, well, we're not going to sorrow. We're not going to be sad about it. We're not going to do this. You know, my brain kind of has a switch where it goes, right, come on, you've been ridiculous now. Let's go. This isn't helping anyone. Let's focus on your life, focus on your dreams, sort of thing. So I'm very lucky to have that part of my brain. But look, at the end of the day, things happen for a reason. I'm very thankful that she was in my life. We shared a lot of Doctor Who and Taylor Swift and good memories. And it is what it is. But should we move on? I think we should move on. But yeah. Do you know what? I don't know. I'm much better being single. I'm not good at, I think, being vulnerable. I'm very, I don't know. I really don't know. But I just know that I'm happy when I'm single because it's just me that I have to focus on. I don't have to worry about making somebody else feel or being, like, responsible for someone else. Whether that's, like, cooking, like, cleaning or washing up or anything like that. It's just me. I focus on me. And that's nice. Then we skipped by about a month or so, and on the 20th of October, I got to see S Club 7, and that's a band that I think I might have seen when I was younger, or I was obsessed with when I was younger. S Club 7, well, S Club now, I should say. It was brilliant. And then on the 22nd of October, I went to Donington with Spider-Man again, but this was the finale now, and he was racing with The Stig. Ben Collins. Yeah, it's as cool as it sounds. Oh, I'm so jealous. Well, I'm not. I'm in awe. It's so, so cool. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Then, excuse me, I've had a cough as well. Oh, God, you probably hear it. On the 25th to the 26th of October, for literally about 35 hours, I went to Belgium with my mum. We went to go see Fallout Boy. So we got a flight on the Wednesday, I think it was. The gig was like Wednesday night. And then we flew back on like Thursday evening. It was amazing. It's the shortest little city trip I've ever done. We went to Brussels to go see them. And the gig wasn't actually, well, I say it wasn't that good. We were in a bit that was really bad acoustically. So, yeah, the acoustics were awful and we could barely hear like what they were saying. But look, we recognised the famous songs. We were a little bit late, so I think we missed We Didn't Start the Fire, which is the one song I wanted to go and see them play, which is annoying. But listen, we travelled all day, we'd walked around all day, and we went to a thing called Little Europe, and the Atomium. So Little Europe is basically, Simon did a hide and seek video there, which I didn't realise. I've seen that after I went there and I was like, oh my God, I went there. It's basically all like the European countries that is like maybe 6 to 8 foot structures. I think Big Ben was about 8 foot. The Eiffel Tower was about 20 foot, something like that. So it is basically all major landmarks in little, miniature scale. Which is very cool. There was a Greek one and there was an Athens one, and they had buttons at every country you could press and it'd be the national anthem. And the two that I pressed and I went, oh, for God's sake, was the Dutch and the Austrian national anthem. And I went, oh, for God's sake, Max Verstappen's it. Which was, it was quite funny. But yeah, it was great. And then the Atomium is like this, I think it's like, I can't remember, it's this huge scale of an iron particle or something like that, or an atom or something like that. And it's like, a hundred and something million times the size of an actual particle, but it's this thing that's as tall as Big Ben, so it's about 100 metres tall, which is massive. It looks huge, and it's these massive, like, silver spheres, I guess. And I went up, and I got to see a view, and it is very cool. Because all inside it's got a story of how it was built and these really cool lights and everything like that. It was awesome. Then the 10th of November, me and my mum went to Bridlington, Went to go see McFly once again. Yes, we saw McFly twice in a year. Leave us alone. We just love them. McFly, they were the first band I ever saw, and they are just great, to be honest. I love them. I love them to bits. They're fantastic. Then after that, on the 25th of November, and subsequently the week after, and the week after, and then Christmas Day, Doctor Who is back! Oh my God, I didn't do... I recorded all of my mum's reactions to Doctor Who. They probably won't get any attention now, but if I uploaded them. But I wanted to do a review on them. Oh my God, David Tennant as the 14th Doctor. Emotionally aware David Tennant Doctor is what I needed to fill my soul. Because I think I've watched Doctor Who for so many years, I've picked up so many traits of the Doctor. And that is what I've always wanted to be like now. You know, the Star Beast with Donna and Rose and Sean and, you know, all of... Oh, it's such a good storyline. And then the middle one, which was not the Giggle, that was the last one, Wild Blue Yonder on the ship with, like, the changing thing. That was amazing. That was such a good Doctor Who storyline. And then at the end of it, oh, Bernard Cribbins. We got to see Bernard Cribbins again. Oh, me and Mum cried. We actually cried. We had tears in our eyes when we saw him at the end. We just didn't expect it. I'm so, so, so happy he got to come back at least if it was for a scene. So, so happy. And then The Giggle, which was just phenomenal. I think one of my favourite Doctor Who episodes of all time. I just, oh God, what was his name? Oh my God, who played the Toy Maker? I want to search this. The Toy Maker. What is his name? Oh my God, I actually can't remember. I actually can't remember his name. Who plays 2023? Neil Patrick Harris, that's it. Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris plays the hell out of that role. And when he did, like, Spice Up Your Life, the dancing bit, oh, that was incredible. But I think the favourite bit of that episode, oh, it was the Bi-Generation. I love that. Shooty, giving David Tennant support and love. And then he obviously smacked the TARDIS. They've now got two TARDISes. And I'm sorry, but that end, where the Doctor is round the table with all the nobles and Mad Auntie Mel... Oh, that made me cry, because I think I've always wanted that for Tennant or for Ten. And I'm so happy that they gave us that. Oh, it was such a beautiful moment. I think when he goes, I've never been so happy in all my life. Oh my God, that sent me. And the fact that it's like niece, Rose is like the Doctor's niece now. And they can just go for, like, little adventures. And the unit, I fully expect all of them to be in the unit spin-off. And when Donna goes, for the job, Kate says, 60 grand plus 6 weeks holiday, or 5 weeks holiday. And then Donna goes, 120 grand with 6 weeks holiday. And Kate just goes, done. It's like, oh my God, we love that. It's fantastic. Oh my God. And then the church on Ruby Road as well, the Christmas special. Oh, Shooty Gat, were you beautiful man? You are an amazing Doctor already, and you're going to do some amazing things. Oh, my Lord. I'm so excited. I am so excited. I can't wait. And it comes back in May. It comes back on mine and my mum's birthdays. Our birthday month. So I'm so, so excited for that. Oh, my... we've just got proper Doctor Who back. I'm so happy. Russell C. Davis... legend. I can't wait to see what he's got in store for us. And yeah, who was that woman? You've never seen the TARDIS before. Mrs. Water, people are speculating it's River Song. People are saying it might be Susan. You know, literally the Doctor's daughter. Yeah, who knows? Anyway, after that, on the 28th of November, 3 days after the first Doctor Who episode, me and my mum, well, there's one film is my favourite film I've never got to see in cinema. Well, there's two actually. But one was Interstellar, and that was the one that came back in cinemas. And I had to go and watch it. It finished at like 2 a.m. and I think I had work the next day. But, oh my God, one of the best films I've ever seen, and in cinema as well. Just phenomenal. absolutely phenomenal. Just brilliant. Honestly, it was amazing. Then on the 5th of December, so it's the final month of the year, we got the GTA 6 trailer. Trailer one. Oh my God, it's on like 100 and something million views right now. It's the highest gaming trailer of all time. It's phenomenal. I think it's actually the highest grossing trailer of all time, I believe. Don't quote me on that, allegedly. But it just looks amazing. The density, the detail, the graphics, just everything is beautiful for that game. It really, really is. I can't wait. I mean, obviously, they've had massive leaks and everything out there now, which is a bit crap, but it is what it is. And then I sprained my ankle. I had to have 2 weeks off work, which is terrible. But after that, I went to London on the 16th, which was amazing. That was so fun. And then I sprained my ankle. I was off work for 2 weeks. And then after all that, I went to London with one of my really good friends. We went to like Winter Wonderland, but I bought the tickets for the wrong day, so we couldn't bloody get in, which was annoying. We went to F1 Arcade, Selfridges, Gordon Ramsay's Lucky Cat restaurant. We then went to 34 Mayfair, I think it's called, which is a restaurant. For two starters and a service charge, it was £70. Yeah, we regretted it as soon as we saw the bill. But it is what it is. It was a great experience. It was a really, really fun day. Because I had to drive down to Stevenage because that's where she was staying. And then from there, we got the train in. And then we had the tube everywhere. And then we obviously got the train back to Stevenage. And then I drove another 3 hours back. So it was a lot of driving in a day, but it was absolutely worth it. And then on the 19th of December, I took my best mate, Amelia, the Brazilian Portuguese girl, to her first proper concert, first proper rock concert, which was Maneskin in Manchester. And I'm not kidding. I have been to a lot of concerts, as I keep saying, very privileged to be able to say that. And this was number two, slightly joint first on the list for amazing gigs. The sound, their energy, the sexy Italian look are phenomenal, phenomenal. It's absolutely amazing. And that was my Christmas present to her. It was awesome. And then it was Christmas. And for the first time ever in my life, I've had a happy Christmas at both of my parents. You know, my parents are divorced. I don't even know if I've properly gone into my life story yet on this podcast. But hey, look, that is to come. But I had the morning with my mom, you know, and that was really fun. Then I went to my dad's and then I came back home and it was so nice. I've never had that before in my life. It's making me quite emotional. I've never had that before. And that was really, really special for me. Because I've always wanted that. I've always wanted that. Oh, anyway, yeah. Yeah, lots of presents, lots of gigs next year, which I'm going to, and I'm so, so excited. And that brings us to right now. The 30th and the 31st of December at 8:34 a.m. And I'm in Portugal. I have no idea what I'm going to do today. I think I'm going to stay out all day and then just go out partying tonight, but I don't know. No, I need to come back and get a change of clothes, but yeah. Thank you. I've neglected this podcast a lot this year. I gave up with the Formula One commentaries just because it became really difficult to record them when I was kind of living with my ex because we lived in a studio. It was a one-room studio with a bathroom and I couldn't make much noise. So that's, in essence, why I stopped because it was easier than just moving back home. But, you know, look, it was great fun this year. It's taught me a lot of lessons and a lot of very important life lessons I can now grow on. Will grow with, and I can become a lot better of not just a person, but a man as well. And I can finally grow up, I think, in a lot of respects. You know, in a lot of ways, I am a lot more grown up than a lot of other people my age, but there's also aspects in which I do need to mature and grow up a little bit. But I'm not going to be too harsh on myself. You know, if you're a nice, polite person and, you know, you are, you like to do things for other people, which I do, you know, I love to give my friends the best experiences and, I don't know, just experience life with my friends. I'm very lucky and privileged to be able to do that. But if you're a nice person and you're kind, you know, never, you can, oh, what's the Doctor Who quote? Always try to be nice, but never fail to be kind. And I think that's a very important aspect of life, which a lot of people miss in this generation. Everybody's so hungry for clout and to do stuff that gets them famous and everything like that. I just want to live my life. If fame comes with it, brilliant. I can't wait. But I want to do this podcast. I like podcasting. I like doing the travel stuff. I like racing. You know, I'm here just to live my life, and hopefully that's what I inspire all you to do too. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I wish you the happiest of New Years. I hope you had a happy Christmas. I wish you a happy New Year. And I really, really hope 2024 brings you everything that you want and lessons that you need to learn. And I hope it brings people in your life that are very, very lucky to have you. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the final time in 2023, thank you for everything. Thank you for listening. There are lots of people, even just a few people who listen to this podcast and they message me that they do, even though we have a small little community. Thank you. I really, really appreciate you listening to something that I love to record and I love to do. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been as content. I'm not sure about happy, but content with my life. I'm just very happy where I'm at, which is something I've never truly been able to say before. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I say for the final time this year, thank you very much. Efaristo parapoli ke yasas. Or as we say in Greek, we say, not kalo taxidi, that's safe travels. Chronia pola, that's like happy birthday, happy Christmas, happy New Year, everything. So, chronia pola, and I'll see you in 2024. Goodbye, everyone, and I hope you have a very, very happy New Year.